טוב, we're learning ילכות, oh, just in the Gemara over here.
Absolutely.
ילכות אשר הסווה את זה, I'm in today the Gemara. So, השבת הוידה, we have a mitzvah, השבת returning a lost object, which has a siman. The siman could be either on the thing itself or the place, or and that the person who lost it was not mityaesh, did not despair from the object yet. You remember something from fourth grade, huh?
Yeah.
Is there a tissue, David? Is there a tissue? Oh, it's hot here, no? Just me hot? Thank you. Wait, the tape here is for me, the tape? מה זה הטייפו? את רואה רגע לשיר?
כן,
רגע. I wish to be here every day in this shir. זה ביג זכות, זה רואה מהעבדו, אני צריך להגיד. זה הרי ביג זכות. לא זכיתי עדיין. טוב. המוצא העבדה, yeah, we said this already, very good. Yeah. Isha chayevet mitzvat hashavat aveda. A woman is also obligated in this mitzvah of returning the lost object. Isha nesua shematza aveda. Arehi shebala. A married woman found an object and it's hers. So because of the circumstance, there's no siman or whatever. It's not hers. It belongs to her husband. But if you read Gana Shalom, he gave it by her. But halachically, it belongs to her husband. Kmo chen bat ktana o nara, ap ksheena smucha al shulchan, avia metziata la'av. Also, a little girl, until the age of 12 and a half. 12 and 6 months. Everything she finds belongs to her father, even if she doesn't live at home. So after that, she's considered an adult, and ma'aseh adela tzma, she owns her own things. Chafatzim she'en derech isha la'asok b'hem, p'tura mila'ashivam le'mavdam. If there's objects that the woman is not, usually does not deal with them, okay? A bicycle. Women, they don't. Most kosher women do not walk around bicycles.
Right. She
does not have the obligation to go and return it. Okay, I'll tell you more. She found an engine in the middle of the street. Whatever. Stuff which women will not go and carry in the street. It's not her business. So she finds it. She's patur from carrying it and going to find who lost that. Katan or shote shematzu metziya, a kid under 13, or someone who is not sane, who found an object, af shelo zachu ba kibikyan gedmu, asru chachamim lekachtam hem, mishum takashu rabu. Even though, according to the Torah, they do not have a kinyan, but mipnei darkei shalom, the Torah does not let us take stuff from them. So the kid, my son, always brings home things.
It is theirs or it's not theirs?
It's theirs in the Rabbana.
That they're not high to return.
No, I'm saying if they found it and it's theirs because of the circumstance,
right.
Even though halachically they don't own anything in the world because he's under 13, you're not allowed to take it from them. Ben asamuch al shulchan aviv afilu hino gadol mitziyato laaviv eno samuch. אף שהוא קטן מצטור עצמו. A son of someone who lives at home or lives off home, okay, the father sponsors him, whatever he finds belongs to his father. It's only if he's over 13. If he's under 13, it belongs to him. Interesting, huh? Under 13, belongs to him. Over 13, he lives off his father, belongs to his father. Okay. But when you live off your father, you have to, everything is his. Not talking to someone whose father supports and helps him. Helps
right,
him out.
Right.
Talking to someone who goes to yeshiva and the father pays the tuition. Okay? He doesn't have his own home in his own place. If you have your own home, you own yourself. Even if your father gives you money. Part of mitzvah Shavat Avedah, the Gemara teaches, right, he sees that his friend suddenly is going to get lost. He goes and tells him, be careful, there's a tornado coming and coming, whatever. Put the boards up in your, you from Florida? Oh. Put the boards up, right? That's called Ashavas Avedah. Right? When you prevent your friend's stuff from getting lost, from getting damaged, it's called Ashavas Avedah. If you know that someone's going to put his money down on this certain project, and you know that there's a risk because you know the people are there, okay? You have a mitzvah of Hashavas Avedah to tell him, do not put your money on that. It's a big risk. It's called mitzvah Hashavas Avedah. Even though he did not lose it yet, it's considered he might lose it, he could lose it. It's considered mitzvah Hashavas Avedah. There was just now a big sign. Mitzvah Hashavas Avedah. And then the name of a certain company. Don't put your money there. It's dangerous. Many people have lost their money over there. I don't know if it's true or not true. I'm just telling you that there was a sign like that. But that's also mitzvah Hashavas Avedah. If you tell someone, don't put your money, don't invest your money there, it's not safe, whatever. Or, right, there's a storm coming and you see now that their windows are open and they went for a week. You have a mitzvah to call them and find out if they have another key. I'll go in, I'll close your windows, there's a storm coming up this week. There is. So, okay. Yeah. And if a person does not help his friend in that situation, he sees that his friend's stuff are going to get lost and he does not help him, he's over on a lav. There's another thing, Ashavat Avedah, if you see your friend going off the derech, the mitzvah, to returning to the derech, it's also called Mishvat, it's Ashavat Avedah Deoraita. So Hafatza is Ashavat Avedah Deoraita. To bring back, giving him back his soul. Unbelievable, it says it every year. It's not the Breslov book. It's not a Hasidic book, it's a Halacha book.
So that means distribution is like a...
It's Hashavas Avedah, okay? It's Kal V'Chayna. It's higher than... If you have material things you have the obligation to give, so the Neshama, Arachat Kama V'Kama, a lot more, so... It's from the Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Reish Lametet. And also in Me'am Lo'ez, they bring it down in the Midrash.
They have a little sign, though, if they found lost soul, call this number to...
Yeah, that means it's extremely important to pass around the Rav's books.
The Rav's books, and your words are also important. Each one has special words that no one else can reach. Certain souls that only you could reach, and only you could reach, and only you could reach. That's how it is. That's how it is. I spoke to the Rav on Yom Shishi at the Bris. I spoke to him about I want to work with Abdul or whatever. He says, yeah, it's very good. I'm very happy what he's doing. So I told him, but you know, I don't want any conflicts. What conflict? What conflict? That's what I want it to be. I want students to make students. I want people to go out. I don't want people to stay stuck here. I want it to go out. I want it to go. Well, we're fighting. Is something against me? We're working together. We're going to bring more souls together.
So clear.
Rabbi was told to me, because I wanted to feel confident with the way I'm going. It was so clear. It's so unbelievable.
Thursday night.
I thought 9 o'clock is a shir.
No,
it's three.
No, he said Thursday night. Thursday
three.
They get four in the afternoon.
No, three or four. Ah. We're using it. We can try to hear with God's soccer.
Really?
Yeah.
In English?
Our language, what? It's the English program.
He runs the show for it.
He's going to be there?
It's English people.
He's going to be there?
Yeah.
He didn't tell me yet.
Where's this? Just said that.
God's soccer.
It's right near Abdul's house.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah. 5 minutes away.
Not far from Kiryat Moshe, near the street that goes up to... What's it called?
Oh, okay, yeah.
It's right on the Diskin.
Yeah.
I've been to the bar in Jerusalem before.
That's somewhere else. That's a little bit further away. So, בסדר, סגולה למעבד עבדה ולא מוצא. We said this already, yeah. This is gula for someone. Oh, we said it something that was stolen. So also something that was lost. He gets gift zakah. He said, "Lichvod ishmat Rav Meir Balanes." Elakad Meir Aneini, like the Gemara says, and say, "Amar Rabbi Binyamin, akol bechezka sumin." Ad Shakadosh Baruch Hu. I want to say what he says exactly, because I don't say exactly the same or less. Ad Shakadosh Baruch Hu meir et eneim. Ad Shakadosh Baruch Hu opens their eyes, like it says in the pasuk, "By Hagar, by Yiftach Hashem et eneiha, v'tel be'amayim." Hashem opened their eyes, and she saw a well of water. So yeah, it's gula, duka. It works all the time. If the object is there, you'll find it. So we have to say it all the time because we have to find ourselves. We were lost in ourselves sometimes. Find ourselves. Say it all the time. I can't see myself. Where am I? Matai v'ketzad machrizim. So, fine, I found an object. And it has a siman. And there's no yeush. Now, let's see, in what conditions do I have to announce? What do I don't have to announce? How do I announce? Hamotzeh metziyah sheyesh ba siman. Someone finds a lost object that has a siman on it. Or shemakom imatzah yachol b'siman. Or even if it does not have a siman, but it's in a very specific place where it could be a siman, not just thrown in the middle of the street. Chova lachriz is obligated to announce about it. וכשיאמר מאבד את סימני הגון, צורת האריזה, מסר הפריטים, משקלם, תחזור עליו דל ועליה. And when the person who lost come and say the shape, מה הייתה כמו במסדן, the shape, כן, or how many items were they, or how much they weigh, or all kinds of stuff like that, which are exact. Then, you can return it to the owners. If you find a lost object, which if you find a lost object which you could see that a long, long time passed since it was lost, even if he has a siman, you could take it to yourself. Oh, you like the
money
that could
be a
similar.
It's been lost a long time.
Depends if you're a collector or not. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, on what you said the other day, you know, when someone loses something, like you see, you do sometimes, like, you know, give me to the doctor and you pray the prayer and you look down and there it is. My question is, if it's not there, do they get the zedaka back or is it?
No, it's zedaka you give anyways, you have big schut.
Oh, okay.
You don't give the zedaka in order to get it back, and you don't pray in order to get results.
Okay.
We give zedaka to connect to Hashem. We also ask on the way. It's good that zedaka also find it, but we daven to Hashem. So, avada Hashem hashum siman, lost object has no siman on it. If it's something that you could estimate that the owner probably you realize immediately that he lost it, then you could take it. Maladugma.
Something falls in the ocean.
Nah, the ocean is a different story.
Yeah, for sure.
But I'm saying, if someone lost a loydeyama, ken, tsaif, something that falls off, a person in the middle, in the winter day, lost a tsaif. When everyone wears a scarf, everyone wears scarves today, and it's a freezing day, and then he found it, the guy lost it. He despaired it, ken. Yeah, and it's called out, and probably he knows that he lost it. Yeah. If you found bills, not a stack folded in a certain way or in an envelope, that's a siman already. Found bills, kacha, flying in the street. Again, or coins, or food, kacha, pitom, a bag of rice in the middle of the street, and there's nothing out, and they sell it like that all over the place. So that you can take to yourself, obviously. Okay, but if it's set in the money is set in a certain way, okay, that you could take to yourself. You could, you can take if it's set in a certain way. You have to take the money and announce that. So whoever lost money should come to me.
Like what happened the other day with the people that, you know, bought the desk off of Craigslist.
But the what?
Yeah, have you heard about that? The people bought this, like a computer desk or desk, you know, for their home off of Craigslist. And they had to take it apart to get in the door because it wouldn't fit in the dorm. And they took it apart, it's like $20,000.
Really? So in what dorm? In the dorm here?
It was in paper. It was here, but I'm not sure where it is actually.
No, they have to return to the owner.
But anyway, they had it in the paper where the guy had called the person he bought it from. Excuse me, I just have to ask you, are you missing, you know, money or anything? She goes, yeah, I'm missing $20,000. He goes, well, I think I have it, and you know, he returned it to
her. You have to return that because the person who sold the disc
right.
was not planning on selling that. Okay. Mata, no, you don't think any people will do that?
No, they'd be definitely Yayish.
Yehoshua?
Yeah.
Why?
They'd be despaired. They'd say, I lost my $20,000.
Yeah, but it's not an Aveda.
Maybe they wouldn't know they'd get it
it's
back.
It's not an Aveda.
No.
It's not a lost object.
No. Put it back.
Tada Abba. If a person sees a wallet thrown on the streets and he sees money scattered around, if he could assume, if it looks like the money came out of the wallet, okay, then let's say the wallet was laid open like that and you can see that the money came out, so then he has to announce the wallet, he can't take the money. But if the wallet is folded nicely and there's money around it, he doesn't have to assume that the money fell out of the wallet, he can take the money to himself and then the wallet, he has to announce it.
Even though the money was right near the wallet?
Yeah, it was right near the wallet. Who said that it has to do with the wallet? You see, it's folded nicely.
What are the eyes?
How could it come out? How would it come out? It's closed.
The wind blew.
No, but if it falls closed, it's open in the air, falls out.
No, but
naturally it's going to be closed anyway, no?
So, what am I saying? Richrach.
Okay.
Kitsu, if you can assume that it came out, you have to review it with it. If you cannot assume that it came out.
Judgment call.
Huh? Judgment call. Okay. That's very nice. So, when you announce, you have to be in the Makom Chashuv. A lot of people go around. It could be in a mikveh, right? It could be in the entrance to the shul, okay? Or near stores, or the bottom of the in the lobby of the building, Ken.
Near the place where he lost it, of course.
Yeah, I'm better.
People might be kind of
okay. Now let's say a person he announced all over the place this and that. He spent money on it, they call, and then the guy comes, oh thank you so much. Yeah, fine, it cost 50 shekels the papers that I there. I want 50 shekels. The person who lost does not have to pay. It's good to make in public places a special luach, which is called luach Hashavas Aveda. Where do we learn that from? In Beis Hamikdash, there was Evan Atoyen. There's a special stone, a big stone in Beis Hamikdash. Whoever lost an object used to go there. Whoever found an object used to go there and scream, I found an object, I lost an object. Every three times, three festivals, that they used to go to Samidash. And so from that we learned that every shul should have a Evan Atayim, which is, means just to have a notice, what's it called, a notice board? Mm-hmm. Note board. Okay. You can't say, the Gemara says explicitly, you cannot say, I found an object. You have to say, I found a book, I found a bike, I found something. You can't just say, you have to say the name of the object. You can't just say, I found an object. You have to say what you found. Okay. On Shabbos in Yom Tov, you're allowed to announce what you, in Shul, I found a lost object, even if it's something mukta. So you're allowed to announce it in Shul. On Shabbos? Yeah. Yeah. What's that one of her? What, the bus?
Yeah.
Who's going? Is the bus to the yeshiva?
I think the yeshiva is also going.
How much it cost? You going?
I have to pick myself.
Oh, you're a babysitter? You're a metapelle?
Yeah, every day.
You nurse the baby also? No.
Sometimes.
Let's turn the Gemara.